From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's been more than 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ended the constitutional right to an abortion. Since then, one of the flashpoints in the debates and protests that have followed has been the Illinois city of Carbondale.
According to officials at Planned Parenthood in Carbondale, more than 90% of their abortion patients are from out of state.
We're not just trying to say we need an abortion just because we need one, but we need an abortion just because it's healthcare.
I really love life, and I feel like I have a right to live, and so do other people.
Anti-abortion protesters became a regular presence outside a few clinics offering reproductive health services in Carbondale. And last year, the city council responded.
According to the council, the decision now makes it illegal for protesters to approach people within 100 feet of any healthcare facility. The council weighed the rights of pro-life protesters against the rights of patients seeking reproductive healthcare.
That set off a legal fight of its own over free speech rights. And even though the city council repealed the ordinance, the fight continues and could matter far beyond the Carbondale city limits. Carly Gist put out a report on this last week for Capital News Illinois. Her story is called Carbondale Faces Legal Battles Over Protest Restrictions Outside Abortion Clinics. She's also a news editor for the Daily Egyptian, the student newspaper at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Carly, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Listeners, I should say, in order to make our schedules meet, we taped this conversation late last week. Because of that, we're not taking calls live today, but you can let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. All right, Carly, this legal fight started in January last year. What led to the city council's action?
So the city council first amended its disorderly conduct ordinance in January 2023, as you mentioned. Roe v. Wade was overturned the summer before, and Carbondale had become a medical hub for those seeking abortions, but with it brought anti-abortion activists. I was not at the city council meeting that the ordinance was decided on, but I did watch the film, and during the public comments, there were people from both sides speaking. Those who were opposed to the ordinance mentioned that they felt it was an infringement on their First Amendment rights to free speech and that it would impact more than just their mission. And those who were in favor of the ordinance said that they had witnessed disturbing behavior by protesters at Choices Center for Reproductive Care. They said people had posed as clinic employees and directed patients to fake check-in stations, that they had attempted to collect personal information, and someone had even used a ladder to peek over a security fence. The city attorney, Jamie Schneider, also mentioned that cars were being blocked. And so several council members then commented that while they respected the right to free speech, they also wanted to protect the rights of those seeking medical assistance as well. And the ordinance was passed unanimously.
A ladder to peek over a fence. Wow. So what did you hear from some of the people who were involved on the clinic side about the effects that these protests have had, not just in Carbondale, but really across Illinois?
Yeah. So I spoke with representatives from Planned Parenthood and Alamo Women's Clinic, which both have facilities in Carbondale. And both representatives mentioned that when anti-abortion activists come, they will try to stop patients and that patients are often under the impression that they work for the clinic. Andrea Gallegos, I hope I said her name right, who's the executive administrator of Alamo, she said that they tend to give out misinformation to the patients. And then Patience Roundtree, who's the director of advocacy and organizing for Planned Parenthood, said that a clinic they have in Peoria was actually firebombed by a protester. And so both women mentioned that they're trying to warn patients about what they'll encounter before their appointment. And Andrea also said that staff members will escort patients from the parking lot to the clinic and that Planned Parenthood has volunteers that do the same.
The Carbondale ordinance is being challenged by a group based in St. Louis called Coalition Life. What arguments are they making about how the ordinance affected their work?
Basically, what the ordinance means is that if you're in 100 feet of a medical facility, you cannot approach someone within 8 feet without their consent. And so I spoke with Brian Westbrook, who is the founder of Coalition Life, and he basically said that they felt it was an infringement on their First Amendment rights to free speech, because that 8-foot restriction means that they cannot have face-to-face conversations with these women. And he made it clear that they are wanting to have peaceful conversations to offer support and resources to women dealing with unplanned pregnancies, and that with this ordinance in place, it would cause them to maybe have to raise their voice instead of having a calm conversation.
So people who are pro-abortion rights activists call this, you know, politicking and political speech, they call it something else. What do they think of what they're doing?
Yeah, so Brian Westbrook said that Coalition Life participates in sidewalk counseling. And basically what that means is they hang around the clinics and they want to stop and talk to women before they answer, to offer resources or redirect them to what they call their pregnancy center. And he said, like, as I mentioned before, that they just want to have nonviolent, peaceful conversations with the women.
We mentioned that there's a legal case about this. Two lower courts dismissed the lawsuit. On what grounds?
Yeah, so documents show that when Coalition Life first pursued the lawsuit, two courts had dismissed it, as you mentioned. It was the Southern District and then later the Appeals Court. And the Appeals Court cited Hill v. Colorado, which was a case from the year 2000 in which the Supreme Court found that a buffer zone with the same regulations as the one implemented in Carbondale to be constitutional. And so the court documents showed that Coalition Life conceded because it could not prevail unless Hill was overruled. And so basically now that's what they're asking in this case, is for the Supreme Court to reevaluate that decision.
So one thing I'm a little confused about is that the city council repealed this law, or this ordinance, I should say, earlier this year. Why is the legal case still ongoing?
So I actually asked Brian the same question when I spoke to him. And he said that, and I went and I checked, and the city council decided to repeal this ordinance at a meeting on a Saturday morning that only lasted 4 minutes. And so he referenced that timing and said that he believes if Coalition Life were to stop fighting, that the council would then reinstate the ordinance. And he also mentioned that there are other cities in the U.S. implementing similar laws. And so Hill v. Colorado kind of sets the precedents for that.
Okay. You also spoke with, for this story, with a Missouri lawyer who's not only also an SIU journalism professor, he also covered the U.S. Supreme Court for more than a decade. What did he think about how the First Amendment might apply here?
Professor Freivogel, this is all just speculation, of course, since we aren't in the room, we can't know exactly what's going on. But he made the speculation that because the Supreme Court had already found like a similar situation to be constitutional, that it could be a similar ruling. However, he did mention that there could be a few justices interested because the case was actually postponed. It was originally supposed to take place on November 4th, and it was scheduled today, Friday, when we're speaking. So there's a good chance that we could either find out later today or Monday what decision is going to be made, what he told me.
I'll certainly update listeners if we know by the time we go to air what the story is with that. So beyond waiting for the Supreme Court's decision on whether to take up this case, what's next? What else are you watching for here?
Yeah, so Professor Freivogel said that if they decided to take up the case, then they would next schedule oral arguments. It would be a very lengthy process. He said that would probably take place at the end of the court term in late spring or the beginning of the next term in October. And I'm just following along and keeping everybody updated with this case because, like, as for the stakes of it, the outcome is going to have a national impact, just like it did in Roe v. Wade and Hill v. Colorado. Carbondale won't be the only place affected, so I'm just trying to make sure that the community stays updated.
And that's, of course, if the court takes it up. Carly Gist wrote a story about all of this for Capital News Illinois. She's also a news editor at the Daily Egyptian, the student newspaper at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Carly, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you for having me.